back to Jackson. Jailbreak blitz. Jackson gets it off, flips it across the middle. Caught by Savoy at the two, and he falls into the end zone. Touchdown, Virginia Tech Hokies. Jackson holds up to the heat and sends it to Savoy.
One of those big plays that helped the Hokies get to 7-1. 7-1, Virginia Tech. 7-0, Miami. Saturday night, coverage begins here at 6:30 on Fox Sports 910. John Laser brought to you by Cowan Gates. What do you make of this Miami team? Because at 7-0, there's part of, you got to give them credit. They're finding ways to win. I think they've won their last four games by like a total of 8 points or something crazy like that. At the same time, I just see this wildly inconsistent team.
Yeah, it's kind of the same old story with Miami right now. I think that Mark Richt has them definitely heading in the right direction, and I think they eventually will get back to being the U and back in the national discussion, because the recruiting area down there is just so bountiful, and when you're tapping into that, which he is right now, you're going to start to see depth all over the place like you see in the top four or five teams in the country. But at the same time, breaking them down right now, Wes, I'm not saying Virginia Tech's going to win this week. I personally think they will. But this team, I don't think it is there. Like I said earlier, I don't think they're quite at the level of a Clemson right now or a couple of the other teams that will be in that conversation. I think they have the talent to get there in the next couple of years. But as of right now, the freshmen that they're asking to contribute, particularly in the skill positions on offense, just aren't to that caliber. So I think it's a team that Virginia Tech is going to go down and have a lot of confidence facing. And it's a team that largely, particularly on the defensive side, that returns the entire two deep of their front seven, is a team that the Hokies had a lot of success against last year. Now, gradually and obviously those players have matured to some degree, but again, I don't think you feel as though the offense for Miami is as prolific or capable of being as consistent as it was under Brad Kaya, regardless of his limitations in running the football. So I think the Hokies are going to go down there very confident against a very talented Miami team, and I'm expecting it to be a heck of a football game.
Rozier, I'm looking at his stats last night. I think he's third in overall offense in the ACC. He's young, he's inconsistent, he's banged up right now. He's got a shoulder that's banged up and sore. But knowing Bud Foster and the defense and their history with a dual-threat quarterback, does Rozier scare you more with his arm or more with his legs?
Scares me more with his arm, and it's not because of him. It's because of some of the speed that he has on the outside. I think he's kind of a lot like Josh Jackson in that he's been very smart with the football and hasn't gotten the publicity for it for whatever reason because of that defense. But 17 touchdowns for Rozier against his four interceptions. If those numbers sound similar to you, they should, because that's the exact number that Josh Jackson has in each of those categories as well. So he can definitely beat you with his arm. I don't necessarily worry about the mobile quarterback thing historically as much as a lot of Hokie fans that have been around longer than I have do, because of late what I've seen is a defense that can bottle that up. And when you have Tremaine Edmonds, you're really going to have that ability. And I said that going into the Duke game. Rozier is shiftier and faster than Daniel Jones, but at the same time, he's not an electric Lamar Jackson type in terms of his open field ability. So I like the Hokies' ability to shut down the Miami running game in this game, and we'll see if he can beat you with his arm. I think the Hokies have the personnel on the back line or the back level of the defense to have success there. Doesn't mean you won't give up a big play here or there in that football game, but I really like the way this Tech defense is playing, and I think with Rozier banged up and his inconsistency, they're going to find a way to have success.
6:30 coverage begins Saturday night, 8 o'clock, or as you said the other day on Justin Fuente's show, what are we looking at,
8:14?
Look at you, even down to the TV time, Saturday night. If you can't be in front of TV, well, listen right here, Fox Sports 910. Who are you pulling for tonight, Dodgers or Astros?
Astros, baby.
Yeah?
I just can't stand the Dodgers.
Really? Even with our boy Charlie Culberson over there?
Love Charlie. I think the Astros want to give him a ring after they win. That's great. But no, man, you can't be with the Giants as long as I have. The Squirrels have been without developing a little disdain for Dodger Blue.
There you go. Before he gets out the door, ladies and gentlemen, the groom-to-be, it's time for John Laser's wedding update of the week.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you give that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie?
What have we learned about the wedding process this week, John Laser?
We've started the pre-cata process, my friend. And I don't think it's supposed to be competitive, but we had an excellent first session. We're barreling towards our encounter weekend in Richmond coming up as basketball starts. Oh, we got the dresses ordered. I had no part in that process, but the entire bride's party has managed to get the same color. So we're cooking with gas, buddy. We really are.
Competitive between who? You and Renee or you and the priest?
All of the above. Someone has to be the smartest person in the room.
I want a podcast of this pre-canon class. You,
he does too.
Oh, boy. All right, so we got the dress. We're in classes right now. We're rolling, baby. You are cooking with gas. We'll keep you updated as this wedding process goes on. What's the countdown in days right now?
I think we just passed. Hold on. Renee, 200 days? Oh, 199.
We're on a 200, folks.
Yeah.
It's not only crunch time for the Hokies on Saturday night, it's getting crunch time for our buddy John Lazor. Thank you, partner.
See you, buddy.
You got it. That is the voice of the Hokies brought to you by Cowan Gates.